Santo Cruz, Minnesota Department of Agriculture Assistant Commissioner and General Counsel.
First of all, Santo, tell me a little bit about your background within the Department of Ag.
Well, I've been here for just under 2 years. I started as their legislative director, position I held up until now. What I did was I was the liaison between the governor's office, the legislature, and the department. So my duties entailed basically doing all of the, or most of the testifying in front of the legislature, ushering our budget and our policy initiatives through the legislature, and then in the off season, doing legal consultation work for the commissioner's office, and also just staying in contact with the different stakeholders the department has.
What will be some of your responsibilities as the assistant ag commissioner?
Well, the two divisions, we've got five divisions. The two divisions that will be under my purview will be the Ag Marketing Division and the Plant Protection Division, and then as well as the Legal Services Department, I guess you'd say, or division internally here, which kind of serves the entire agency. But the Ag Marketing Division there, we're looking to promote Minnesota companies, Minnesota commodities, Minnesota businesses around agribusiness, and that goes all the way from small scale all the way up to large businesses and trade missions. And then the Plant Protection Division, there are a couple different roles there. One is we enforce regulation on seeds, this Minnesota seed law, as well as nurseries and nursery stock and plant material. As well as we do a lot of information around different invasive species like gypsy moth or emerald ash borer. We would be the ones who would set up quarantine areas for new areas where those pests are coming to bear. And so they wear a couple different hats in that division.
Have you identified any areas within either division that you'd like to focus some attention on early on, or are you still just trying to get a general knowledge of everything?
Well, I have a fairly good general knowledge because I needed to basically know the kind of the story of each division for purposes of testifying at the legislature, and I've interacted with these people for quite some time. So I've got a general idea. As far as what I'd like to focus on, on the plant protection side, really just making sure that people are getting what they're paying for when it comes down to we've got great partners in the nursery world. It's a great industry, and it's a huge industry for Minnesota, all the way from Bachmann's down to your corner lot where you're buying a little bit of sod. So making sure that consumers can reliably get what they're looking for as far as advertisements and truth in advertising, things like that. And on the flip side, with ag marketing, we have a very large fund here called the Agri Fund. It's a $20.23 million fund over 2 years that invests in jobs in outstate Minnesota, the largest recipient being the Livestock Investment Program. And so that will certainly be a focus for me because it is our largest pot of general fund dollars, specifically aimed at agriculture growth, research, and innovation. And it's had great success in its first biennium, and I'm hoping to continue that.
Finally, speaking to the producers in the state, the agribusiness people, when you look at Minnesota agriculture and the diversity that exists in this state, describe what you consider to be some of the true highlights, some of the best aspects of Minnesota agriculture.
I'm the son of Joanne Cruz out there in Stearns County. She doesn't live there anymore, but me and my eight brothers and sisters grew up working the neighborhood dairy farm, the Albert Meyer farm. And so for me, I can't think of agriculture in Minnesota but through kind of a childhood of growing up on a dairy farm, baling hay. And as I look at Minnesota agriculture, certainly there are a lot of challenges, but hands down, the most salt of the earth demographic you're going to find in Minnesota. And it's an absolutely a pleasure to be able to serve them in this capacity. I think that growing up on a dairy farm as I did, a lot of these issues don't just have kind of bylines and leads. They really have, for me, names and faces. I know the people out there that have worked the land. Many of them are friends and family. And so I'm really hoping to stay grounded. And I think that's really important, especially, you know, you get promoted and people, you know, congratulate you and say a lot of things that feel good. But for me, the most important thing is to stay grounded and to stay humble and make sure that I'm doing a good job for every farmer out there, no matter the size in acres or in, you know, how many bushels they're bringing in this year. The important thing is that they feel that they've got a welcome ear, which again, kind of going on here, but being able to listen to our stakeholders is going to be a real priority for me, for people to feel heard.